Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifened Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifened Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello and welcome to the Enlifened Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Hamilton, here for a solo snippet. And today I want to dive into 10 signs that you are having a spiritual awakening. Now, as we've touched on so many times on so many different episodes of this podcast, spirituality is no one size fits all. There is nothing that can define spirituality for a person that is like a duplicatable model that one size fits all for everybody. Spirituality is a complete inwards journey of self and discovery and connection, and you get to decide what that looks like for you. So I'm going to be talking in very general terms about spiritual awakening here and what that might look like if you're feeling as though you're going through perhaps some sort of an upgrade, or maybe you've sat with plant medicine and things are starting to open up for you in a different light. Or maybe you've gone through a rite of passage through grief in this life and you've had a bit of an existential crisis. Maybe you're at a certain age where it's time to do some life stock take. Whatever the way in which you get there is totally perfect for you. And it's not that you just have one awakening, then you're done. You can continue to have multiple throughout your entire life. And so these are some of the ones that I have experienced that I want to share with you today. So first on the list is heightened intuition. So you might find that your intuition is starting to sharpen a lot more, and that allows you to perceive understandings of things beyond the ordinary. Perhaps you're starting to feel as though your clair senses are coming on board. So your clairaudience, your clairsentience, your claircognizance, your clairvoyance, all the different clairs that you can experience, all of your senses have started coming on. Perhaps you're even starting to experience mediumship, where you can, you know, communicate with spirits outside of the 3D realm, essentially. So when your intuition starts to come online, it's like a deeper inner knowing, as opposed to, you know, the ego or the voice of the ego, which, you know, is the voice of the subconscious, really, which is a very human experience, the ego. We love the ego around here. There's nothing wrong at all with the ego. But when we talk about the intuition, it's that whisper from the soul. It's that connection to your higher self. So that starts to come online that little bit louder. Perhaps you're feeling things on a different level out of the ordinary. The next one on the list is increased self-awareness. So this is a deeper understanding of yourself, your emotions, your thoughts, noticing your behaviors. And it can also, you know, prompt a reevaluation of your values and beliefs. So when you start to open up through your awakening, you have this new sense of self-awareness that comes online. And that starts to be a real gift, because once you know yourself, you can grow yourself. The third one on the list is feeling connected. So this is a connection to all living things. So humans, animals, plants, everything. You feel a deep sense of connection to all things through oneness and wholeness and the interconnectedness that life brings us. Number four on the list is a shift in your priorities. And this one was a big one for me, because the things that once seemed important for me no longer felt necessary. I no longer felt that I had to hold on to the values and beliefs that I once had before I had my awakenings. And it led me to pursue other interests that really just aligned with my most authentic self, with my newfound spiritual self. And through that, I actually made deeper connections with other people on the same frequency as well, which was really beautiful. Fifth on the list is the desire for solitude. And this means, you know, spending time alone, which can actually be more appealing to you once you've gone through an awakening, as it provides you the space to meditate, to reflect, and to experience that growth internally. I am a huge fan of solitude. I love connection. I love being with my friends, my family, my partner, and my children. But I also love spending time with myself because it's that downtime where I just get to be with myself and I get to journal and I get to reflect and I get to make plans within myself and, you know, really tap into my bigger vision and my goals for life. Number six on the list is heightened sensitivity. So this is an increased awareness of the surroundings that are around you, including people's energy. So you'll start to notice, you know, when I spoke before about, you know, finding your people on the frequency that you're on, you'll also notice that perhaps some people start to drop off from your field as well, which is totally normal, sometimes very welcome. You know, but you can also feel a deeper, you know, sensitivity to nature. And you could be feeling a bit more empathetic towards other people, but it also is an invitation to create some boundaries to manage any overstimulation that you may get, you know, through this heightened sensitivity. Number seven on the list is change in sleep patterns. So you may experience disturbances to your sleep patterns. So this includes, you know, vivid dreams, astral traveling, astral projection. It could be certain times of the night that you're waking up recurringly and, you know, maybe you're seeing certain numbers on the clock that become a pattern and, you know, you start to notice these little things. So you might find that you might completely change your sleep pattern and that you become a morning person because you jump out of bed earlier because you've got this new, you know, heightened excitement for life and you just can't sleep because there's just so much to get done because you're living on purpose. Number eight on the list is the synchronicities and manifestations, one of my favorite ones. So you start to experience more meaningful coincidences and you feel as though your thoughts are manifesting into your reality, generally at a lot quicker pace as well. And this can indicate your alignment with universal energy, we'll call it. So the synchronicities can show up. They can be numbers that you see in patterns. They can be, you know, white feathers on the ground giving you signs from spirit. It could be that you're listening to a song as you're driving along in your car, and then you'll read the same word of the lyrics on a billboard or a sign in front of you. And it's like, wow, that's really bizarre that that happened. And, you know, I've been experiencing synchronicities for many, many years, and it still excites me. It still gives me a little flutter of joy. And I don't think I'll ever get sick of those synchronicities because I absolutely love them. I always find that they just remind me that I'm on the right path. And then, you know, something will happen and I'll meet someone that I'm supposed to meet, or I'll hold an intention for something or someone to come into my life. And it's very quickly that they end up showing up. Number nine on the list is the releasing of old patterns. So a significant part of the awakening journey involves letting go of old habits, relationships, belief systems that no longer serve your highest good. And the more that you have that solitude, like we spoke about before, it gives you the opportunity to do that self-reflection or that journaling or asking yourself, you know, those leading questions that can take you on a journey to discover what your patterns were previously. And when you start to explore what it is that you would rather experience in life instead, then you can go about releasing all of the stuff that didn't serve you and making space and creating aligned, inspired action to come into alignment with what it is that you do want to experience. So last on the list is emotional fluctuations. So you may go through intense emotional highs and lows as you release your past traumas and conditions and embrace new ways of being. And I found through some of my awakenings, especially the really big and profound ones, is that I was almost bummed that, you know, I had waited so long to experience this. And, you know, ultimately, you know, beyond the human experience of life here on earth, there's no such thing as time. So time doesn't actually matter when it comes to your soul's journey. You know, we're here on this earth for such a short period of time. And we've got to go through the lessons, we've got to go through the processes in order to get where we need to be. So, you know, just allowing everything to unfold in its beautiful divine timing is totally where it's at. So these are just some of the signs that, you know, not only signify a deepening of your spiritual awareness, but this can also be the beginning of the journey, you know, towards greater, you know, authenticity and liberation and pleasure in your life. So welcome in those awakenings, welcome in the discomfort. It's not always rainbows and butterflies, but I promise you there is so much fun and joy even through the healing, even through the discomfort. Remember, we're here to experience all the full range of human emotions. Let's bring it all in. Let's have the best fun we can while we're here. Anyway, my love, I hope that's helped in this solo snippet today. I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened Podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.